listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast
and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
Hi, my name is Peter Zion. I'm the owner of Alesmith Brewing Company here in beautiful San Diego, and Beer Coasters rocks.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coaster.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Now, shut up. You'll drink when I say drink.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Beer Coasters Podcast. This is episode 302 from season 7. Episode 5. This is an entirely... Huh? What?
I don't know. I'm confused already.
Am I?
Yeah, we gotta work on that.
Wait. This is an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'll be your host this week, this show, this episode... My name is Toby. I'm in San Diego, California, and joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, everybody, we're doing another coffee beer show.
Yeah.
That's right.
What you put up on the website not so long ago, don't cry over spilt milk stout.
Yeah.
Show.
It's doing a little... Throwback,
yeah.
So to the milk stout
nostalgia for the coffee beer. So,
have to yeah,
drink some more. And back when we put out that show, this beer that we're trying tonight was not available. It wasn't even brewed yet.
Right.
It was a wee little fetus of a brew.
Are you talking about the milk stout show or the coffee show?
Milk stout.
Okay. Because we did do a coffee show back in December of 2009. That was season 1.
Yeah.
It was called The Coffee Issue.
Oh, man, we were so original back then.
Yeah. So here we are, we're doing another coffee beer show. You know, it's been 6 years. Jeez, why not? Wow. December 2009, here we
That's
are,
just
November
not right.
2015.
Coffee beers every season.
What? That's true. What coffee beer are we drinking today? Well, this is the Stone Brewing Company's Coffee Milk Stout. Yes, indeed, right here on YouTube and on our Fermentation Conversation.
There's a proof right there.
Mike's got it?
I got proof.
And we also have a couple other coffee-type beers that we'll be drinking for the rest of the show. Mike, what will you be having?
I'm going to be drinking Narragansett Brewing Company's Autocrat Coffee Milk Stout.
Nice.
From Providence, Rhode Island?
Oh, I think. Nice. And I'll be trying Sudworks Three Best Friends Coffee Vanilla Lager. That's right, folks. Coffee vanilla lager.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But first, no further ado, let's try this Stone coffee milk stout.
I'm, sweet.
My coffee. My coffee's at the right temperature.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
So this is from Stone Brewing Company. Their website is stonebrewing.com. This is a special release, and it's also the first release of this beer. They do have it in 12-ounce six-packs, and I got mine in the variety pack, the Stone variety pack from Costco.
I cracked mine already. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. The style of this beer is a milk stout. Comes in at 5%. ABV with 40 IBUs. The hops that they use in this are Magnum hops. And the coffee that they used in this is from San Diego-based Ryan Brothers Coffee.
Ryan Brothers!
Did you know that, Mike?
I did not know they used Ryan Brothers Coffee. That's pretty awesome.
Look at that.
But A.L. Smith does, so... I feel like there's got to be a brotherhood there somewhere between the
well,
San
there's
Diego
a Ryan
Brewers.
Brotherhood.
Yeah, there's a Ryan Brotherhood, yeah. But that's like by blood. I mean brotherhood by beer with like Stone and Ballast Point and who else was I just thinking of?
A.L. Smith.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
I don't know if Ballast Point can be in that brotherhood anymore. I don't know. They might be too big. Their britches might be too big.
Yeah. They got billion-dollar britches.
Yeah, there you go. which you may hear in a future Hop Topic.
Hmm. Although now I feel like we're... It may be too late. Everybody already knows that news probably by now.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this show.
On the pour, it's black.
You heard it pre-recorded here first, folks.
It's almost black. Yeah, I started off with about a full finger of head, but it's dissipated to a film.
I still have... I had a Yeti thumb, and now I got about a finger.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's not... I don't know. Is it black, or is it just super, super dark brown?
Well, I mean, it is super dark brown, but...
I don't have any amber highlights
on the bottom of the glass.
Okay. Ooh, on the nose. Coffee and vanilla.
Ooh. Oh, just a really, really nice coffee aroma. And like a caramely sugar as well.
Yeah, I mean, it does have a really nice roast aroma. Like fresh roast.
Thanks to Ryan Brothers.
Yeah.
If you're in San Diego, you get the cowboy coffee from Ryan Brothers.
I finally went.
That's the good stuff.
Did you go to the original?
They're building the old brick building.
The one down in Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah, this just smells... Seriously, just smells like coffee. It smells like iced coffee or... It does have a really sweet nose, though. There is a big vanilla, creamy...
It's a sweet burnt sugar with some creaminess. It's just got a really nice aroma. I know we're so descriptive here on this show. Just really nice. It just smells really nice. Can't you picture it in your head?
All right.
So specific.
Let's take a sip.
You got it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Taking a sip, yeah!
For a Stone beer, it's incredibly smooth.
It is.
It doesn't have... there's a tremendous amount of coffee flavor there.
I'm getting something in the very back end, and it's a...
It sounds like a personal problem.
It's thank you, Crazy Dave. No. It's like a... And I get this sometimes in the stouts, in the darker beers, and it's this like berry. It's this kind of tart berry, like a blackberry or something. Real fast. It doesn't linger... It's just something that's kind of there.
Almost like the tannins of, or like the skin.
That's
like a cherry skin.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably what it is. It's probably just coming from the coffee, but it's interesting. It's just that kind of slight little blackberry type tart sweetness.
I'd like to know which coffee they use from Ryan Brothers. And does it say? Doesn't say like what blend or whatever. I mean, it's just got a really good coffee aroma and flavor.
It was first brewed at their Liberty Station location. But yeah, it just says San Diego-based Ryan Brothers Coffee. Doesn't say which roast. But yeah. And then in the aftertaste, just coffee. It's not even super bitter. Coffee, like a normal, like say if you had black coffee or something like that.
Right.
It doesn't have that super that bitter, dry, bitter aftertaste.
No, I mean, there's some bitterness in there, but it... yeah, there's such a sweet maltiness that goes along with it that...
Yeah, they don't say what kind of... What malts they used. I mean, being a milk stout, I'm sure helps out with the... With the, I mean, obviously the creaminess and the smoothness
of it. Yeah,
that
makes it so smooth. Yeah,
and keeps it from having that like extra dry bitterness. But I like the balance. It's not. I mean, yeah. If you like coffee, it'll itch that coffee.
Scratch
craving.
That coffee itch. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That's the name of the show. There we go.
I mean, but if you don't like coffee, you're not going to like this, obviously.
No, because, I mean, it has... I mean, it's got a real... Although, I'll have to say, I think I recall Beer Coaster Charlie trying this beer and liking it. And I know he's not a coffee fan at all, but I think he liked this beer.
Hmm. What would you pair with this?
I don't know. I kind of want... I'm starting to get in that holiday... spirit already. It's so smooth. I mean, it could go well with dessert type things, cookies and custards and that type of thing.
Yeah. But
it's also would go good with more buttery dishes as well.
Well, like a buttery pastry, like a croissant or something like that.
That stuff, yeah. I mean, like some buttery pastries and that type of thing would go well. I'm trying to steer away from the dessert thing because I want like some kind of almond cookie or you know some kind of the almond cookies are kind of like a macaroon almost, but it's
what are you talking about, like the Chinese almond cookies?
No,
the ones with
more
the...
like an Italian cookie, and it's
oh, okay.
Chewy. It's similar to a macaroon, but it's all the almond, you know, or like anisette or something like that. But I think like an almond flavor, really buttery cookie like that would be pretty good. Or like a macaroon or something would be great with a beer like this too. You know.
Yeah, I could. You could go with creme brulee. You could go with
That's flan. What I was thinking, really, the custard. Like, I was thinking, like, a grape nut custard. Or, you know, even some kind of eggy custard would go fantastic with, you know, something like this.
I'm gonna do
a little reduction and drizzle it over, you know, creme brulee or something would be great.
Yeah, I don't think ice cream or... I mean, maybe if you were to do a reduction and drizzle it on ice cream, then yeah. But to pair this with ice cream, I think the ice cream might, like if you did a vanilla bean or something like that, it might be too overpowering for the beer.
It's possible, yeah.
So I'm going to settle on Ladyfingers.
Okay.
Just something that's light, not too sweet, not too thick or whatever. I mean, even like a biscotti, like an almond biscotti or something like that, where you could even dip it in the beer if you wanted to.
But I even think something like, I think this beer would hold up to something like a tiramisu or something. It depends.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd want to be to try it to be able to tell. But it's got a really, really good coffee flavor. It's really, really smooth and surprisingly balanced for a non-collaboration from Stone. You know, Stone usually is pretty heavy. They'll have a particular direction, and they're usually pretty heavy-handed with it. You know, whether it's like, okay, we're going for some serious hot bitterness here. We're gonna go for some bold flavor. We're gonna go with some, you know, just a malt bomb. But yeah, I like this. It's good.
On Untappd, the Stone Coffee Milk Stout comes in at a 3.7 with 52,002 ratings.
I didn't even...
Top three popular places to enjoy this are the Stone Brewing World Bistro in Escondido, California, the Morehouse in Willoughby, Ohio, and Front Street Cantina in Naperville, Illinois.
Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to give you. I'm untapping my beer here on untap.com. And see, that was a
shout
free
out.
Yeah, that was a free promotional deal I just gave Untap there. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 83, which is good.
StoneBrewing.com is their website. BeerCoastersPodcast.com is our website. Make sure you swing by and check out the full episode. We're calling it Higher Grounds. Yes.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to BeerCoastersPodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to my tasting flight. This is Beer Coaster Mike. I was going to do the stupid NPR radio thing, but I didn't. Not that NPR is stupid. I like NPR. I listen to them a lot. But anyway, that's beside the point. For my tasting flight, I'm trying Narragansett's Autocrat Coffee Milk Stout. This is a Rhode Island brewery. They're out of Providence, Rhode Island. And they actually have another brewing company, I believe, in Rochester, New York. I'm not positive about that. If I'm wrong, please write in and call in, whatever, and let me know. This is part of their High Neighbor series. I recently, if you guys follow me on Untapped at all, I untapped Narragansett's Allie's Donuts Chocolate Porter. And so what they're doing with this High Neighbor series is they're taking ingredients from the local iconic Rhode Island companies. You know, so it's Autocrat Coffee and Allie's Donuts and there's quite a few others, I think, in that series that they're using. Like, what is it? Dell's Shandy. Oh, there's a black Shandies, cherry Shandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
It's
man.
A cool
like
concept,
that.
you know, staying local and using the local flavor, like literally, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. So anyway, this is their coffee milk stout. And it is, 5.3 ABV. There's 30 IBUs. And it's in these cool, very nostalgic-looking cans. All the artwork has a very kind of old-school feel to it. Very hipster-looking, if you will.
Yeah. Very early 20th century.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice look. Whoever rebranded them did a good job.
Made
anyway.
On honor, sold on merit.
Yeah, that's their tagline. It's kind of cool.
So all now, right. is this a high neighbor like, "Heidi ho, neighbor," or "What's up, neighbor"?
No, that's the Southern California version. I think this is the.
Hi,
Providence,
neighbor.
Rhode Island. Hi, neighbor. Hi, neighbor.
Yeah.
All right. Like, so.
Like how they say hello in Quahog?
Yeah. Exactly like that. It's exactly like that. All right, I'm going to crack it.
Giggity, giggity.
All right. Ooh. It's, pours out like a Coca-Cola.
I want a tall boy coffee milk stout. Gosh.
Wow. All right. So, yeah, I got some head on here. I'm telling you, man, these Sam Adams glasses, I know that people think it's like a novelty or whatever, but I think these are really great beer drinking glasses. I know I've said that more than once, but the head always comes right to that blue line, comes right to the top.
Yeah.
Perfect. Two fingers ahead there. Very nice. Coca-Cola color, maybe a little bit darker. It's got that khaki color head. Soapy. You go like root beer style head.
Yeah.
On the nose. Are you roasty coffee smell? Some chocolate in there. Light vanilla. It's one thing great about the beer, and I almost enjoy it more than drinking it, is the smell, because you can pick up so much more on the nose than you can trying to taste it, you know? Yeah. You can only taste like sweet, sour, you know, bitter, but the nose is just, it's so much more complex. You could pick up so many different things, even though, as you know, if you listen to the show at all, I'm not always so great in describing it, what I'm smelling, but there's just the complexity in aromas of beer is, you know, makes it worthwhile for me, you know?
I think that's probably why I and it could be my palate and all that being so wrecked over the years, but I do gravitate towards, you know, like hoppy beers that have a big bouquet. You know, I love that's at least half of the drinking experience of that beer is the aromas that they give off. And same thing with like big bourbon barrel aged stouts, you know, and they just got all that rich like chocolate and licorice and bourbon and just like all of these big dark rich, you know, aromas and stuff, and those, you know, it excites me, those type of things. And then you get into these coffee beers and they just, I love coffee. I drink coffee all the time. And and I love the smell of brewing coffee. You know, you walk into the room and the whole room is just filled with that rich coffee smell. And you just, that's a big part of the experience.
I agree 100%.
Oh, back to Mike's tasting flight.
Oh, yeah. Back to me. There's a sweet chocolatey aroma now that the head's, it's just got kind of a film, and it's like a semi-sweet kind of chocolate aroma. You can smell like, you can almost smell that like sweet milk sugar, you know, there's a creamy sweetness. All right, I'm gonna take a sip. A different kind of coffee flavor than the Stone. It has it's got that coffee grounds, you know, like the wet coffee grounds kind of flavor to it, you know.
Yeah,
not that I'm, you know, chewing on wet coffee grounds, but you know, that's that smell. There's something else in there. It's almost like a sweet cola. There's like some vanilla and some other things in there. It's got that thin, now that the, you know, that the head is gone, it's got that thin film, and it's almost like a, like adds some, like a really light woody flavor on the tongue. Almost like a, you know, if you ever get that, when you're a kid, the doctor with the tongue depressor.
Yeah.
You already get wood like on the tongue like that. It's got.
Or like the old school taster spoons for Ooh. Oh no, the spoons that would come with the little ice cream
Italian
cups.
Ice. Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
it's a scraper. It's not a spoon. It's just a scraper.
Yeah. Just thinking about it just gave me a little chill.
Flat piece of wood.
Like it hurt my teeth just hearing that.
Or chewing on the popsicle stick when you're done with the popsicle.
Exactly like that. Yeah. Minus the popsicle flavor.
Then you get splinters in your cheek. You know, it's all good.
Hey, it's all part of being a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of just a lighter version of the stone stout, but it's
a lighter version of that, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't have that same. It's a little more carbonated. It's not quite as silky smooth as the stone, which. It sounds so funny to say that because I don't know a lot of stone beers that are like silky smooth, you know? I mean, aside from something like the Shokubesa or something like that, you know?
Or the vanilla smoked porter.
Yeah, smoked porter is a good one. Yeah, I like that one too.
The Shokubesa, yeah.
What to pair with this is like, I kind of want to have something chocolate with this.
Chocolate donut.
I want a brownie. Brownie, like walnuts, little fudgy kind of brownie, warm out of the oven. About a half dozen of them.
One of those brownies. Hey neighbor, I got some brownies for you, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to the neighborhood. Oh wait, that's Colorado.
Yeah. Let me get you some ratings here for this one.
And Oregon, and Washington, and Alaska. Cha-ching!
The Narragansett on Untappd comes in at 3.63 out of 9,471 ratings. And the top three places I can't see because I'm not full screen here. Popular locations to drink this beer are the
he's
barley.
Got no lower third. He's not full screen. What's going on here?
I don't know. I got some issues with my Chrome browser.
Oh, that's what it is.
Barley Vine in Bristol, Connecticut. Plan B Burger Bar in Washington, D.C. And Schnookers in Providence, Rhode Island. And the Beer Advocate users rate this an 85, which is very good.
Schnookers sounds like a place where all like the housewives go on like Saturday night. Hey girl, are you going down to Schnookers on Saturday?
Schnookers Lounge.
Yeah, they just go for the jalapeno poppers.
Mm-hmm. Just like you go to Hooters for the wings. Yeah.
Hey, I do.
I love the wings there. I'm not embarrassed to say so. I like Hooters wings. This week's edition of the Beer Coasters podcast brought to you by Hooters. Delightful. What is it? Delightfully tacky, tasteful. Something I don't remember what their tagline is.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my tasting flight. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed the beer, and it is Autocrat Coffee Milk Stout from Narragansett Brewing Company.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? All right, everybody, this is Toby out in San Diego, California, and for my coffee beer, for my higher grounds, I'm trying Sudwerk Brewing Three Best Friends Coffee Vanilla Lager.
Whoa. Yes. That's a lot of stuff going on in that three.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a... Oh, it's a bunch of like coffee beans and coffee pots and coffee filters and cacao and...
Cacao!
Yeah. Sudwerk Brewing is from Davis, California, and they are a...
New brewery!
So is Narragansett, by the way. Forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Duh, stupid, man.
So, Sudwerk, like I said, Davis, California. This is their Three Best Friends Coffee Vanilla Lager.
Are those supposed to be the three best friends? Coffee, vanilla, and lager? Because I can think of three things that would be better friends than
actually,
those.
It's coffee, vanilla, and chocolate.
Okay.
Those are the three best friends.
All right. You got me there.
So they use roasted
like
coffee,
peanut butter, jelly, and bread.
Peanut butter, jelly, and bread. Yes. They use roasted coffee. They use sweet cacao nibs, and they use hints of vanilla bean. So those are your three best friends in this beer. 7% ABV, 20 IBUs. And, yeah, there's, oh, let's see here. This is an experimental blend. But they don't say anything, I mean, obviously it's a lager yeast, but let's crack it.
All right. Where'd you say these guys are from?
Davis, California.
All right.
L.A. County, I believe. Hmm. Or maybe it's Orange County.
I don't know. I've heard of UC Davis. So it's got to be around there somewhere, right?
Hmm. UC Davis is in Northern California, like Sacramento.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, that's it. Jeez. Whatever. I don't know my California cities.
It's because the state's too damn big. You Southern Californians don't know nothing about you Northern Californians, and you Northern Californians don't want anything to do with you Southern Californians.
That's right. All right. It pours out very dark, actually. Check that out.
Yeah.
It's brown. Yeah, I mean, it's just straight up brown. It looks kind of like a brown ale. Basically, I started with about a full human finger of head. Now I'm down to just a tiny little thick film, I guess.
Doesn't look like a lager.
No, it doesn't. It's very clear too. I don't see a whole lot of carbonation through what I can see.
Like a Baltic porter.
On the news. Whoa!
Hashtag right nostril dominant.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hashtag rebel hashtag.
There's definitely coffee and vanilla.
Yeah. And metal.
And no, there's a... Oh, what is that? It's coffee and vanilla. I don't really get a whole lot of chocolate, but there's something else in there that's like this...
A little tin can. Little sweat sock.
Yeah, pick it up on gym sock. No, but it's interesting because I know this aroma, and it must just be the like coffee vanilla, and it's kind of like a coffee vanilla creamer, you know, like the little dairy creamers or the coffee mates, you know.
Coffee mate. French vanilla is R2-D2 now.
Oh, really?
You seen that? The whole Star Wars collection of the Coffee Mate?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I think it's Coffee Mate. Yeah. Yeah, it's R2-D2, C-3PO, Chewbacca, Boba Fett.
Boba Fett! Boba Fett!
Yeah.
A little higher! A little higher! It's... I don't know what it is, man. Coffee. But there's definitely something in there that's very different. And it's not plasticky or like band-aid-y or anything like that, but it's something.
It's a lager. It doesn't belong. I don't know why it's considered a best friend.
Yeah, they didn't mention that in the three best friends. There's that. You forgot to mention the lager yeast sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
Picking his nose. All right, I'm taking a sip.
Smelling like metal.
You smell the metal.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
That's why I wish. I know this is only an audio podcast, but.
Gina warned me. She's like, why do you do this to yourself?
It's for the show. We do it for our listeners.
Well, I'm like, I gotta try a coffee vanilla lager. I mean, come on. And I've never had anything from Sudwerk. I've heard of them. I've seen their stuff before.
I had a corn lager from Notch, and it was freaking great. Me and Crazy Dave had. I wanted to have it on the show, and I haven't been able to find it again. I think it was called The Mule.
Yeah.
So good. He used corn, but he used it for flavor, you know, as opposed to filler.
Right. There's... I'm getting hints of banana and... coffee and vanilla, a little bit of chocolate, and then there's this sour, not super strong sour, but there's this little bit of a sour bite in the middle of the sip.
Those are the lager boogies.
But there's this kind of mustiness. This would,
you know,
given...
I'm gonna blame all the negative things on the lager. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just... I don't know. This is an experimental blend of things, but not coffee, vanilla, and chocolate. That is not experimental at all. I don't know why they didn't put the lager thing as part of their experimental blend. But it does say lager on the label. And Untappd calls this... They call it a Dunkel Munich lager. I have a feeling... Okay, maybe this is just me making excuses. I'm excusing myself before I finish this 22-ounce bottle, just because that's how I roll. I drink rather than dump, you know? Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to drink this $8 22. But yeah, there's these weird kind of musty fruity things in there, and I get banana and I get a tart strawberry type thing with the coffee and the vanilla.
Yeah.
It tastes like you took two beers and blended them together, kind of, sort of. Or you took one beer and somebody like spilled a little bit of their beer in yours, and you're like, "Ah, oh, dude, what is this? This is weird."
You've got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Yeah, dude, you just got your lager in my coffee vanilla porter, bro. Your Dunkel. For a food pairing, I was thinking about this, and although my last food pairing was a cookie, I was thinking of sticking with the season of the sandwich and pairing every single one of my beers with a different sandwich.
A different type of sandwich.
All
right.
A different type of sandwich. I mean, if Hipster Brewfist can pair all of his beers with a different type of burrito, then I think I can pair all my different beers with a different type of sandwich, right?
Absolutely. Because what is a burrito besides, I mean, it's a cylindrical sandwich.
Yeah. Right. Cylindrical sandwich. I thought that was the wrap. Oh, wait a minute.
That's another cylindrical sandwich. Actually, that's more like a cone-shaped sandwich, right?
Yeah. I guess it depends on where you
get it. I guess it depends on who wraps it.
Right. but for a food pairing?
What kind of sandwich?
Yeah, there's this weird sourness happening now. I was thinking sausage, like a...
I'm sure you were.
Like a grilled, like hot link or something like that. You know, like a hot link sandwich with some sauerkraut or something. But the coffee and the vanilla in there, I don't know if that would work. But maybe something on rye, maybe like a pastrami on rye.
I don't
rye.
Know if hot link and sauerkraut works.
Yeah? No?
Never. No, okay. I don't think so. I don't
I'm going to go with
a hot and sour soup sandwich.
I'll go with the pastrami on rye.
Okay.
With this one. I don't know. We'll see. Not that I'm going to actually whip myself up a pastrami on rye right now, but...
That's what you need to do is have your sandwiches have to be... Maybe that's what the backyard stuff will be.
Maybe. But hey,
beer and a sandwich.
We can call up the folks over there at the Food Network and the guys who do Chopped. And the three of us, you, me, and Tony, will sit at a panel and we'll be drinking a beer and we'll say, okay, we're drinking this. I want this. And then you got 30 seconds to or 10 minutes to whip it up.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's do that. Food Network, if you're out there, give us a call. I don't even remember the hotline number.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
We're live right now, so we'll wait.
It's okay.
Somebody's watching right now, so maybe it's the Food Network.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe it's Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked about that before, though. I'd love to have a show where it's like just talking about craft beer and having people come on that like it, and whether it's celebrities or chefs or whatever. Anyway.
So
Will Wheaton.
There you go, folks. That's the Sudwerk Three Best Friends Coffee Vanilla Lager. Untapped gives this a 3.59 out of 3,005 ratings. Top three popular locations, and there's only three, is the Espresso Coffee House in Stockton, California, Tony's Darts Away in Burbank, California, which I've heard of that place, and PhD in Visalia, California. People aren't using Beer Advocate so much anymore. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's kind of gone by the... It's... Some of the newer beers, you're not going to find ratings on Beer Advocate. It's kind of gone to more of like a, you know, social media site where the beers are going to be rated as opposed to Beer Advocate. There's no score. The Beer Advocate users have not weighed in on this beer.
Yeah, cool bottle cap. It's like a bear riding a bicycle, an old-fashioned bicycle.
Yeah, I know a good spot for that.
All right, there you go, folks. Sudwerk's Three Best Friends. Their website is sudwerkbrew.com, and that's S-U-D-W-E-R-K brew.com. Sudwerk. Hilltop underscore Raider says,
started drinking beer, we score, and now take the lead. Well, looks like I better keep chugging.
last call.
Oh,
that was good, Mike. I like that.
Like a little modulation there.
Yeah. All right, last call. Let's do some ratings on the beers we've had this evening. Mike, hit me.
All right. Well, with the Stone Brewing Company's Coffee Milk Stout, I loved it. I don't know. I really love it. It's great beer. I'm trying to take some points away from it for some reason, but why? Like, what's the point? See what I did there?
You're trying to take points away from it even though you haven't given it any points?
Yeah. Yet? How about that, huh? No, I mean, I kind of want... I don't see any reason why I can't give it a 5. There's nothing that I didn't like about the beer. I mean, it was super smooth, very well balanced. You know, I'm a huge sucker for Ryan Brothers coffee.
I was just gonna say that.
Ale Smith Speedway Stout also uses Ryan Brothers coffee, and that's a finer for me.
Indeed.
I'm giving it a 5. I think it's really great beer. The Narragansett Autocrat Coffee Milk Stout. Once this beer got to temperature, it jumped up as far as you know, what I thought it was originally. The flavors came out at the right temperature. It all kind of came together. And I'm going to give this beer a 4. I mean, I like coffee milk stouts, and so it's tough. I haven't had this style in a while. I've been wanting like stouts and porters and just roasted roastiness and back in my life here. And these two beers didn't disappoint, so here you go. I'm giving, you know, four pints to Narragansett and 5 pints to Stone.
Nice.
There you have it.
Of course, thinking about, you know, the end of the season show, and we give out our award for the best beers, and then I'm like, really? Stone Coffee Milk's out already? Because remember, last year, we didn't have a whole lot of 5 pinters together.
Yeah.
Of the same beer.
Yeah.
This isn't the reason why, but some reason, I don't know what it is, why I can't give it a full 5.
Yeah.
But I will go four and a half.
I didn't want to give it a full 5, but I'm thinking, like, there's really nothing, no reason I can't, and maybe, I don't know. I'm just not going to be, I think it's because my mood, like, I'm feeling a little less judgmental about it, that it doesn't completely wow me, but it kind of does, just in a subtle way, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty solid. I mean,
I'm glad I got a 6-pack of this. I'm gonna drink every single one of these. Yeah. And you know, they're gonna probably be gone within a couple days.
Well, that's what I've had a few of these already, and I remember having them before and not being, like, completely wowed by them. I remember enjoying them, liking them. I was probably drinking them too cold before, so having this one tonight at the warmer temperature that I did, I've actually appreciated it more. Yeah. And plus, you know how it goes when we're actually reviewing a beer and we're tasting it. It ends up being different.
See, now that you just said you don't want to give it a 5... I'm thinking the Chocovesa was a 5, so...
Yeah, but you can't compare it to the Chocovesa. I mean, that's
true.
An entirely different...
Animal.
Beast, yeah. On its own, I mean, that beer.
That's true. I guess you could be a 5 and still have something else completely blow it away, right?
I mean, the thing about this beer, and yes, I can be a stickler for you know, labels and styles and what I should expect out of a beer before I drink it, because of what you're telling me I should expect. But coffee milk stout, it says it right there on the bottle, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
There's, you're drinking it, there's no question. Everything about it is great coffee, and it's a great, nice, smooth, creamy milk stout.
Yeah.
So now that I'm saying that, I'm like, man, why am I not giving it a 5?
See, it's funny. I think we really do feel the same way about this beer. I'm just a nicer guy tonight.
Yeah. But there's just something about it that just doesn't, I don't know. You know, I think if, anyway, I don't know what could be done to improve it.
Yeah.
Anyway. 4.5. I'm going to stick with that. It's not
perfect,
right. It's still
That's
awesome.
Fine, you picky bastard.
For the Sudworks Three Best Friends Coffee Vanilla Lager. I'm still sipping on it. I'm still sipping on it, and it's at a good temperature now, so there's no excuses.
Damn, except for the lager. The lager is an excuse on its own.
It doesn't work. Hopefully they don't continue on this one. I'm surprised it got the rating that it did on Untappd.
Yeah.
I'd expect it to be more around like a 3.2, around there. Because I'm just going to give it a 2. I mean, it's got some good coffee flavors and some good vanilla flavors, but other than that, the lager yeast thrown in there just makes it too weird. It gives it a weird kind of sour, like musty fruity thing that's happening, and it's just not. I don't know. And I will try other stuff from Sudworks because, you know, I've heard, not that I've heard good things about them, but you know, they've been around for a little bit, a couple years at least, and
got to give him a chance, right?
Yeah, I'll give him another chance.
Miss him.
Yeah. So yeah, 2 points. There you have it.
All right.
Let's do some shout-outs. Mike, you got any shout-outs?
No. I will in a second if you want to give some shout-outs.
Yeah, I'll give some shout-outs. On YouTube, I'll give a shout-out to Segi 450, SEGI 450 on YouTube. He commented on our Pivo Carlovaco beer tasting that we've done. That seems to be our most popular video on YouTube. He says that Pivo equals beer. So there you go.
That was enough. Like, I think I may have said that Pivo meant something else.
Yeah.
I think I remember on that show, and then soon finding out that I was completely wrong.
Yeah. And on Facebook, I want to give a shout out to Antonio Beltrao, the Traveling Pint, Oli Enkelhet, Kelly Stinchin Seekins, and Britta Belcher. I'm sorry, Beckler. Britta Beckler. Looks like Belcher. Jeff Light.
Bueller?
Jeff Leiter. Leiter or Leiter? Gustavo 2.0.
Oh, so you pronounce that one good.
And Holly Miller, Amy Mendez, and of course, big shout out to Craft Beer Hound. I got my Holiday Ales. Let's see, it's their subscription, their annual subscription. They sent me the Holiday Ales pack for the month of December. It comes with a couple of coasters. It comes with a nice little Holiday Ales glassware and a sticker and a little Luchador bottle opener, which I can't find. My kids were playing with it, and now I can't find it. But it's cool, man. You go to craftbeerhound.com. You sign up for their annual Beer Appreciation Club. And yeah, you get a new glass every month with a new beer style, and it's all seasonal, and it's very, very cool. So big shout out to Craft Beer Hound. And on Twitter, I want to give a shout out to LL Beer Guide, Drake Party Center, Tony Leone, Rich Thatcher, The Whining Hour, and Catherine on Twitter.
Cool. I want to give a big shout out to Mac Cocktails, also Once Upon a Vine, as well as the Toast Fool and Victor Ziadi.
That guy really loves toast.
Captain Cheers, I think, is his Twitter handle. Also want to give a big shout out to Gemma Wilson and also Beer Drinker Rob. I'm tapping that Allie's Donuts beer that I was talking about earlier from Narragansett. We ended up untapping it like the same time.
Nice.
The other week, it was maybe last week or the week before.
Oh, let me give some.
And Norm Miller. Sorry, I give a big shout out to Norm Miller as well.
Norm Miller, that's who you. Yeah.
AKA the real beer nut.
Beer nut. Yes. On Untapped, I want to give a shout out to I Shoot Reno, Craft Loyal, and
Craft Loyal, Loyal,
Beer Coaster Charlie, and that's it.
All right.
There you go, folks. There you have it. Episode 302. Which is our Higher Grounds issue. Drinking coffee beers. Make sure you go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Check out our other coffee show that we had back in December of 2009. Listen to how young we were. And
yeah. We little coasters we were.
Yeah. And then we had the milk stouts, the Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk Stouts episode also. You can check out on beercoasterspodcast.com. You can subscribe to us for free in iTunes and Stitcher. We're also on Facebook, Untapped, Google Plus. We got our own channel on the YouTubes.
Oh, the YouTubes, yes.
Yeah, we're on the YouTubes. And let's see, what else? There's lots of places. Make sure, yeah, you send us an email, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can call our drunk dial hotline, which is 339-225-9274.
Sweet.
339-backwash without the C.
Sealess wash.
Sealess backwash.
And I just want to say, people, keep on learning.
Oh.
Soldiers, keep on warring. World, keep on turning. Because it won't be too long till the beer coasters are back again.
Yay! Don't forget about backyard beer tastings. It's the new hottest thing on YouTube. And
yeah.
beercoasterspodcast.com/videos. We got all of the backyard beer tastings. We got Tony Leone involved in that. It's very cool. I highly recommend it. It's fun. It'll keep you beer coasterfied in between.
Yeah, coasterfied. You get your coaster fix.
In between these rock solid episodes like this.
Yeah, rock solid.
All right. See you next time. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Clang, clang, clang goes the trolley.
Sound like a wind chime. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. Next time. Oh, hey,
what
we're going to have
next time?
We're gonna
Can we
have
give a little heads up? Give a little spoiler alert?
Yeah, let's do a spoiler. We're going to have a Thanksgiving pumpkin show.
Pumpkins.
Yeah, Thanksgiving pumpkins coming up.
That's right.
So that means I have to put this show out before the Thanksgiving show.
Yeah.
Snap.
See what happens.
I better get cracking.
Get cracking.
And then we've got a Dragon Slayer.
You don't want to put the funk into your show out like at Christmas time, you know?
No, this has got to be timely. This has got to be for Thanksgiving.
We still gotta get the Festivus show and the Hanukkah show and the.
Oh, we haven't done a Festivus show. There you go. We'll do a Festivus show this year.
All right.
We'll air our grievances with the pole of truth or whatever it's called.
I think I have the pole somewhere.
Yeah.
It's over there. Can't really see.
But we do have a Dragon Slayer show coming up, so look out for that.
Dragon Slayer.
It'll be fun. We got inspired by the 300 episode. We're like, ooh yeah, let's do some more like Vikings and dragons and mythical stuff like that. Even though the 300 wasn't really mythical, but I guess.
Well,
that was all facts, right?
It was a documentary, actually. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's what I thought. All right. Cheers.
All right. Cheers.
Paul's Merga!
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
I'm getting something in the very back end, and it
sounds like a personal problem.
Those are the lager boogies.
You okay?
See what happens? See, that was the lager. The lager did that.
Damn you, lager.
Lager in the nose.
Coffee lager. Ooh, that actually tasted pretty good that last. Wait a minute. I'm going to change my rating. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I had to cough it up.
Yeah, with the lager boogies.
Get a little bit in my nasal cavity.
It takes a lager boogie. That's what it was.